Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello, and welcome back to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. Hope you guys are all doing well today. We're going to talk about well-ordered discipline today, disciplining your discipline. And the idea comes from a conversation that I had with Renaissance of Men, Will Spencer, just a couple weeks ago. Just a few days ago, just last week, I had a conversation with him, and it was a really great time. Loved being on that show. Love what he's doing with Ren of Men. Renaissance of Men is getting ready to do some changes around what their primary focus is, but they're doing great work. Will has been on the show before, and I've really learned a lot from him. Appreciate him. So that episode will be coming out, I don't know, sometime in the next few weeks. But something that we talked about sparked a idea in my mind that I want to unpack a little bit and think through. And it has to do with fat pastors, with the idea of discipline as a holistic idea, a discipline in all areas of life, and how we can specifically focus on physical fitness and miss other areas of discipline. And I think caricature the idea of what a well-ordered mind or well-ordered discipline is. And so I'm going to pray about it here real quick and then ask for the Lord's help, and then we're going to dive right in. Let's pray. Father, we just ask your blessing upon this conversation. I trust that you're going to help us and just lead us into good sobriety of mind in all areas of life and discipline in all areas of life. And I thank you that your qualifications are perfect for what it means to be an elder pastor, and that we don't need to add any sort of extra biblical understandings of what it means to be a good and godly man. Thank you that physical training is of some value, and I thank you for the good strength that I've been gaining and the good things that we can challenge one another with when it comes to men getting strong and being fit and eating clean and all of those things. But God, help us to have a rightly ordered understanding of all of that and a good, well-ordered discipline in our life as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, well, wanted to give a shout out to Barbell Logic again. Thank you so much for Matt Reynolds, all that he's doing. If you haven't yet considered or know anything about Barbell Logic and what they're doing to get guys in shape and ladies as well, then check out the training and strength coaching that they offer. I've really benefited from my time with Barbell Logic and going to continue to do so. Really love what they're doing and want you to check that out. It is a really good investment. You want to be as healthy as you can and as strong as you can for as long as you can. And that's at least what I want and most people want. And there is a way to do that. It does require some of what we're talking about today, which is discipline. But you can do it with the Lord's help for sure. And it's always a good thing to get strong and get healthy and trust the Lord with all the results that come from that. You can't determine your health over the long haul. All you can do is do the best you can and then trust the Lord. So it's a good way to do that through organizations or companies like Barbell Logic. So thank you for all you're doing out there. All right. So I was talking with Will Spencer, and one of the things that he talked about in that episode that got me really thinking was the problem of fat pastors. Okay, that was the idea. And what you'll see when it comes to strength training and a lot of highly disciplined people is the immediate caricature, the bottom shelf critique of in the area of discipline when it comes to overeating or being overweight. And although it is true that we want to do everything we can to temper our appetites, and Proverbs warns against that kind of thing, we also have to recognize that we are under assault from the Food and Drug Administration and everything that's in our foods that lead to an overweight population. But one of the things I think is helpful for us to critique for men, and specifically in the patriarchal world right now, is in the area of being strong. One of the things that's easy to do is in the same kind of thing as the alpha male red pill community is making the same sort of error by hyper-focusing on one area of discipline. And then what you end up doing is alienating good men that are disciplined in other areas of their life but struggle in some areas of discipline. And this is going to apply to every single man listening in, because nobody here that's listening has self-mastery over everything, over every single thing in their life that requires diligence, that requires fortitude, that requires discipline. There's not a single man that is fully disciplined in their discipline. They have specific areas of their life, and this is what I was talking to Will Spencer about, is thinking through, you know, almost everybody is disciplined in some area, But they're not disciplined in all areas. And the challenge for men is not just to be disciplined in the things that are visible, but also be disciplined in the things that are invisible. And then many men that are disciplined in their private life, they're not disciplined in their public life. And it goes both ways. But the easiest thing to do, the bottom shelf thing to do, especially in the get strong culture, is to attack those that may be either physically weak. That could be the skinny weak guy like me, like I used to be, so I'm trying to get myself out of, or the fat guy. And I've just heard so much conversation about this that I thought it would be good to work through just a working idea of what biblical qualifications there are for being an elder, and just focus in on what Jill Rigney talked about in his book, Emotional Sabotage, or Leadership and Emotional Sabotage. And he really focused in on the sobriety of mind piece. And this is something I've talked about before, but I think the best way to do this is talk about a video that's floating around. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And I saw this floating around where this fake, it was called, I think, a fake alpha man tries to attack this other guy for being overweight. And the video was a guy who was wearing, you know, these skinny jeans, and he's a jacked guy, and he's really rich, and he's got all this stuff, and he's running around chasing women, and he thinks that he is like the top dog in this panel. He has no control over his emotions, and he's calling out this guy that's sitting there who has complete control over his emotions, who is not nearly as fit as this alpha, you know, quote unquote alpha guy. And this dude is absolutely triggered because he can't fluster this guy that's the overweight guy that has control over his emotions. And as you watch this video, you think, okay, one is clearly more alpha than the other. And it's not the guy that's jacked and has all these ladies and has all this money. It's the guy that has control over his, he's got the control of the stage, but he's got control over his own mind. He's got control over the things that really matter in a context like that. And one guy looked like a total idiot, and the other guy looked like a guy to imitate, a guy to walk behind, a guy that could lead the way and be the tip of the spear on so many things in life. And so I want to think through guys like Charles Spurgeon or D.L. Moody, who by these alpha guys, or even guys that are in the Christian worlds that get strong culture, would say, look, these guys are out of shape, and look, oh my goodness, there's a fat pastor. And it's like, all right, I get it, we need to get in shape, but man, it is just, it kind of gets to the point where it's like, all right, like, let's give some fat pastors not just a break, let's challenge them, but also recognize, turn that in on ourselves, and recognize that there are things in our world that are undisciplined as well. Okay, so what do I mean? Think about your life right now, and let's just say you're in the fitness world, and you are getting control of your diet, you're getting control of your body, and let's just say you've been working out for, you know, a year or two, okay? This is the category that I would be in. I've been working out for about a year and a half, 2 years, and I'm the exact same weight as I was 2 years ago, the exact same weight. I'm stronger, but I don't really look stronger. I'm not really, I mean, I kind of look the exact same. Maybe you might tell if you hadn't seen me in a couple years, like that, he looks like he may be trying to get fit or something like that, but my body doesn't react like that. I've got a buddy of mine, my buddy, I haven't talked to in a long time actually, but he is the total opposite. He can work out and he just gets jacked. I'm talking like Hulk. Within months of working out, his gains are massive. He's not on the juice. He just, his genetics, when he works out, it all goes together. He didn't even have to eat right. He just gets jacked. I mean, he just gets massive. And then Brandon, one of our co-pastors, Brandon's like this. He, you know, is just, he's a shredded dude. He's got a, and he works out and he swells up real big too, just working out. Not like this other guy. This other guy literally can put on 50 to 80 pounds of muscle in just a matter of months. And here I am doing this. Our bodies just are different. And then other guys that work out, I've got another friend that works out, and he's really, really strong, but he's not changed that much in his body. And when you look at kind of the scale of bodies, like if you just assess external appearances, you can make a lot of bad judgments about discipline just by the surface. It's like judging a book by its cover. And we can really do, I think, some disservice and walk around with some pride because we're evaluating by appearances and not evaluating by a holistic understanding of discipline, okay? Now, here's my challenge to you. What areas of your life are undisciplined? And this is what I talked to Will Spencer about. And the idea is we want to be disciplined in our public life and in our private life. And not only that, we want to be disciplined in the areas of proper judgment as well. The Bible requires an elder to be a man of sober-mindedness. And this is good, not just for elders, but it's good for all men. And it's good for ladies as well, that we have sobriety of mind. And when it comes to biblical manhood, when we think about Charles Spurgeon, if we look at him and say, oh man, I couldn't follow a man like that, you are being foolish. That's silly. Did Spurgeon have some areas that he could grow in when it came to his appetite? Well, I'm sure he would be the first man to say, yeah, absolutely. But the man was extremely disciplined in his private life and in his world and got stuff done more than the alpha dog dude that's calling down this other guy, more than the Andrew Tates of the world, more than all these guys that are just going out there. Charles Spurgeon was more disciplined than David Goggins. Now, he wasn't more physically disciplined, but he was a more holistically disciplined man than David Goggins, than Cameron Haynes. Charles Spurgeon was extremely disciplined in his life. And so for, you know, as we're thinking through this, and as this Renaissance of Man episode comes out, and maybe you're of men comes out, and you're thinking through, and maybe you listen and you try to, you know, you find the podcast, found the podcast through that podcast, I wanted to throw that out there because I wanted us to think through, and I want men to think through this idea of public and private discipline, because most likely you have some areas of discipline, even if you have your public image, your public life, your external, even if you got your body well fit and in order, and you're getting strong, and you're getting, and you're eating clean, and all those sorts of things, there are things in your private world that need to be disciplined. And then if you are overeating, if you are that fat dude and that's not getting simultaneously strong, then do what you can. Clearly, you know this, you've got to get discipline in that area. But just because a guy doesn't have discipline in that area does not necessarily mean that he's not extremely disciplined in other areas, like a Charles Spurgeon or a D.L. Moody. So be thinking through that. And I think for guys, we want to be right in our thinking. We want to be like the guy in the video that's linked below who is able to hear this other dude just talk trash to him in his face. And he keeps his composure. He keeps his cool. And he actually reveals himself to be the stronger man, even though he's physically weaker than the other man. We want fully orbed discipline in private and public life. This is the life that God has called us to, and I think that's what we want for everybody. A rightly ordered discipline. We want disciplined. That's the challenge. That's the call for you today. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Keep coming back. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.